Me and Fear, we had a thing in 1993. Told me I was wasting time with all these silly dreams. I dated out, she knocked me down every time I tried. But I found joy in my life. Sorrow swept me off my feet in 2009. I took long walks on the beach next to the oceans that we cried.
Welcome back. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. I am so excited to have Chad and Kelly here with me this morning with the Environmental Department of Santa Rosa County. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me. So we are going to talk about some things today. We are going to talk about household hazardous waste and Tire Amnesty Day. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Awesome. Great. So Kelly, what is this Combined Amnesty Day? Can you tell me about that?
This is a free drive-through drop-off event for any disposal of any unwanted hazardous waste items and unwanted tires.
Okay, great. That's awesome. Yeah, so if you have something sitting around you need to get rid of.
Yeah, we're talking about if you open your, you know, underneath your sink and you have old chemicals, if you're cleaning out your garage and you have some oil or you have tires laying around, things of that source. They're free drop-off at this event.
Okay, and where is this event held at? And the date and the time? Where can someone...
It's going to be at 5841 Gulf Breeze Parkway in Gulf Breeze.
Okay.
It's going to be at the South End Service Center. It'll be from 8 o'clock a.m. to 12 p.m. that day.
Perfect.
Awesome. On Saturday, April 15th.
Okay, yes, Saturday, April 15th, the South Santa Rosa Service Center, and it's located again at 5819 Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's between 8 and noon. And can you tell me a little bit about who can participate in this? Is it anybody? Does it matter?
Just Santa Rosa County residents. And I think this, we actually, the address that you just said is incorrect.
Okay.
It's typed incorrectly, so it will be 5841 Gulf Breeze Parkway.
Okay, 5841, perfect. Awesome. And so she said, you know, residents of Santa Rosa County can participate in this. So if you have something you need to get rid of that, let's see, tires, disposable, unwanted household hazardous waste, you can drop that off on April the 15th. And can you tell me a little bit about what some household hazardous items around your home that a person might want to bring?
Old paint, pesticides, fertilizers. Pool chemicals, any kind of household cleaners, battery backups, batteries from lawnmowers, from vehicles, old laptop batteries, cell phones. One thing that we don't want any alkaline batteries. Use cooking oil or use automotive oil. Oil filters, propane bottles, aerosol cans, any kind of flat screen TVs.
Okay.
Computers, laptops, cell phones, DVD players, fire extinguishers. One thing that we do at these events, if we will actually give sharp containers out. So if you have people that are diabetics or that use sharps on a daily basis, they can bring their sharps containers out to the event, and we will take those from them for free and give them a sharps container replacement.
Oh, that's great. That is a really awesome service. And, you know, I know that me being a woman, sometimes things are kind of hard to unload. Do you have anyone there to help out with that if they have bigger items?
We do. We have people, the staff that are there that will help them unload.
Great. Awesome. And, Chad, going to you, what do you do with the items that are brought? I mean, are they buried in landfill? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, the idea of this is to prevent these items from getting in the landfill.
Okay.
So we have specialized groups that come in, and they like some people will pick up metal. Some people will handle the mercury side of things.
Okay.
So depending on what type of waste it is, we have different groups that can pick up the waste.
Oh, that's great. That's good to know. So you know where your stuff's going. You know it's not going to be hazardous to our environment. That's wonderful. Can you bring tires that have a rim on them, or would those need to be removed before bringing them?
You can bring tires with or without the rim.
Oh, perfect. Okay, that's great. And you accept pressurized tanks such as like propane tanks, old fire extinguishers. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, we have a lot of propane tanks that come in, like you have at your house with your gas grills.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of those. And yes, we also accept fire extinguishers as well.
Great, that's awesome. And is there also a place to shred documents? I know at home I have sometimes I'll have this pile. I'll just keep making a pile of things I need to shred. Is there anywhere that we can go to shred those documents?
No, this particular event will not be.
It's not a shredding event. Okay, so just bring hazardous materials, tires, things like that for you to dispose of. Perfect.
Correct.
If an item such as old gas is brought, can customers keep their container?
Yes, they can bring the cans in, and that's very common for people to bring them in. They have, like, some old gas or oil that's sitting around, and we can take care of that for them. And if they want to take the container back with them, they're welcome to do that as well.
Oh, great. I know, because those can get expensive if you have to rebuy a propane tank. So definitely that's great. And, Kelly, can you tell me a little bit about the purpose of this Tire Amnesty Day?
We want to keep... You say Tire Amnesty Day. This is actually a twofold event.
Okay.
We are going to have a Tire Amnesty Day on April 15th at the Central Landfill. It will be only at the Central Landfill, and it'll be from 7 to 5.
Okay.
Citizens can drop off their tires at that location. We will take 8 tires per Santa Rosa County resident.
Okay.
If you drop the tires off at the landfill, we will check your ID. You'll need to be a Santa Rosa County resident to do that. Now, the event over in Gulf Breeze, it is actually on the same day, but that event is our household hazardous waste event, and we will take tires at that event too.
Okay.
We will just be limited on what we can take. We're only going to take the 5 per car at that event because of transporting purposes and things of that nature.
Okay.
The grant that we're using at that location is a different grant. But, you know, if you've got a large quantity of tires, you know, if you want to bring 8 per person, please drop those off at the landfill from 7 to 5 that day.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. If you'd like to join into the conversation, you're more than welcome to. If you have any questions for Chad or Kelly, what you can bring, if you have something at home and you just don't know what, if it's something you could bring, 850-437-1620. Chad, what about unidentified items such as chemicals with unreadable labels on them?
Yes, we'll accept those as well.
Perfect.
Yeah, just bring them in.
Okay.
And we'll take a look at it.
And what about old medicines? Things like that.
Now, that we do not accept.
You don't accept medicines.
Right.
Okay,
you
great.
You can contact the sheriff's department as far as drop-off for old medicine.
And one thing about, let me chime in on that.
Sure.
I don't know if the sheriff's department is still taking those. I know at some of your CVS pharmacies, in certain pharmacies, they have little boxes, or actually large boxes, that are close to the pharmacy there, and you can drop off medicine at that location as well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So you gave them a resource for that. That's great. And what about, I know we talked about disposing of needles.
Mm-hmm.
What about used needles?
They can drop those off at the event. We just need to make sure that those, when we get them, are in a designated sharps containers.
Yeah.
One thing, some people will try to drop off needles in, like a Tide bottle. Those are not acceptable to us. We want them in approved sharps containers. Those can be purchased at, you know, of any pharmacy. If you've got some needles that you need to dispose of, we will give you a sharps container. If you come to that event, you will be required to, you know, package those, and then we'll take those from you.
Okay, great. And then when we're talking about electronics, what are acceptable electronics to bring?
Flat screen TVs, computers, the monitors for the computers, any kind of laptops, DVD players, cell phones, iPads, any kind of tablets.
Perfect. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Chad and Kelly in the Environmental Department at Santa Rosa County. You don't want to miss out. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 850-437-1620.
Street to the small town barber, everybody in a dark place.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I am your host, Tammy Martin, here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I am here with Chad and Kelly within the Environmental Department of Santa Rosa County. We are talking about amnesty, tire amnesty day, and household hazardous waste. If you would like to join in the conversation, you have a question for them, maybe you have something at home you don't know if you can dispose of, please give us a call or text in 850-437-1620. So we were going to talk about, household hazardous waste and the event on April the 15th. And I was wondering, you know, what are common items brought to Amnesty Day that can be disposed of in the household garbage, Kelly? Do you know? Can you give them some ideas?
We take antifreeze, gasoline, paint, any kind of solvents, used automotive oil, used cooking oil, lubricants, used oil filters, pesticides, fertilizers, pool chemicals, any kind of household cleaners like Pine Sol, anything you've got underneath your kitchen sink or in your garage you want to dispose of, battery backups, rechargeable batteries, batteries like from your car, from your drills, computers, laptops, cell phones, printers, copiers, fax machines, any kind of old stereos, radios, amplifiers, aerosol cans, propane bottles, fluorescent light bulbs, fire extinguishers, the sharps.
A lot. Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing.
And then you've got the tires, you know, the tires that you can bring as well.
Great. Yeah, and one thing I'd like to add about the tires, this is your standard vehicle tires, motorcycle tires, four-wheeler tires. What we don't accept is like big tractor tires, 18-wheeler tires.
Okay, awesome. And
so
then Chad,
keep it to that.
Absolutely. And Chad, I was going to ask you, if you find items to dispose of after Amnesty Day, can you tell us what our listeners can do?
Yes, we have what we call our HHW area there at the Santa Rosa Central Landfill, which stands for Household Hazardous Waste. And citizens are welcome to come in and drop off the items that we just mentioned on that list as far as like batteries, electronics, used oils, gas. So we have that, and it's near the entrance there to our landfill.
And also there's a phone number if you want more information. You can call 981-7135, and I'm sure they can answer some questions about what you can drop off, where. So we have the Household Hazardous Waste Day, but we also have Tire Amnesty Day. So we're going to talk about Tire Amnesty Day. Kelly, what's the purpose? We talked about the purpose of it. Where will the Tire Amnesty Day be held?
The Tire Amnesty Day is going to be held at the Central Landfill from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. April 15th. We will take eight tires per person, which is going to be per Santa Rosa County resident. You'll have to show an ID at that event.
Okay.
The purpose of the event, we don't want any old tires laying around. They get water in them. That actually creates problems with mosquitoes. The mosquitoes will lay the larvae in the old tires. Same thing with the old pots. If you've got some old pots where people are doing their flowers, any kind of water that sits around, those mosquitoes, with it getting hot outside, will come and lay their larvae, and you'll have mosquito breeding. So this is to prevent some of the mosquitoes as well.
And anything we can do.
Yes.
Anything we
yes.
can do.
So the importance there, if you have some old tires laying out around home, if you can keep them covered up underneath a barn or shed or even like a tarp or something, anything to keep water out of them, because they will hold water. And obviously us living in Florida, we hate mosquitoes, and it creates
mosquito breeding ground.
Yeah, they love me. I've had this conversation with Jenna. Like, they will search for me and find me and bite me. So anything we can do to prevent that would be great. And Chad, what does it usually cost to bring tires to the landfill, and who pays for the Amnesty Day expenses? Is that a grant? Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so the Tire Amnesty Day is funded through DEP.
Okay.
Through a grant. Kayla can elaborate more on that.
It's a $25,000 grant that we receive. It's not guaranteed every year, but the beginning of it, I think the state budget rolls around the new budget every July. So I will contact them every year and ask them, hey, is there money available for these for this Tire Amnesty Day? If there's money available, we will hold the events. Household Hazardous Waste Amnesty Day is also a $25,000 grant, but we piggyback off of Okaloosa County with that.
Okay.
So there is money, and we usually, there's two events held each year, one in the spring, one in the fall, and the $25,000 goes towards anything that we have to dispose of at those events.
Okay.
And it pretty much gets used every year. We go over that. So with that being said, that grant is a good thing. It's used.
Perfect. Yes, absolutely.
And as far as the cost, I don't think mm-hmm. we covered that. $5 is normally the cost for the regular size tires,
mm-hmm.
and $15 for your larger.
And which isn't bad at all. Hmm. That's very inexpensive. That's doable. So that's amazing. We're going to take a quick break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We will return to have more questions for Mr. Chad and Ms. Kelly. And if you would like to chime in, you can call or text 850-437. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Chad and Kelly with the Environmental Department of Santa Rosa County. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. We've learned a lot. We're talking about Tire Amnesty Day and where we can go to get rid of old tires, household hazardous waste. Chad, I was going to ask you, can you give me the address for the Santa Rosa landfill and the service center and maybe some times?
Sure. So for the Tire Amnesty Day for the Santa Rosa Central Landfill, the address for the landfill is 6337 DeLisa Road, and that's in Milton.
Okay.
And the hours of operation will be from 7 to 5 that day. And then the combined event over at the South Santa Rosa Service Center, the address there is 5841 Gulf Breeze Parkway, and the hours for April 15th, we'll be there from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Perfect. Awesome. And I was going to ask you, can businesses bring tires?
No businesses will be allowed. We will only do Santa Rosa County, and Santa Rosa County residents could be businesses as well,
mm-hmm.
but businesses are not allowed under the grant.
Okay.
It'll be limited to the 8 per Santa Rosa County resident.
The residents, okay.
And if our listeners have any questions, if they're mm-hmm. thinking, hey, I have an item here I'm not really sure about, and they didn't get a chance to call in on the air,
okay.
They're welcome to call us at 850-981-7135, and we'll try to help them with any questions they have, whether it's about tires, household hazardous waste, or anything solid waste disposal-wise we can help them with.
That's awesome. And so we have the hazardous, we're going to review a little bit of Household Hazardous Waste Day, and that's going to be April the 15th. And we said 5841, correct?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Gulf Breeze Parkway between 8 and noon. And then we have Tire Amnesty Day, and it's on the same day. And you said that is it the same place?
It's going to be 6337 DeLisa
Road,
and that'll be in Milton, and it'll be an all-day event, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's where you can bring the 8 tires per Santa Rosa County resident. You'll need your driver's license at that event.
Okay. Thank you so much. We have learned so much this morning, and we will definitely put that up on our podcast so you have all that information for them. Thank you, Chad and Kelly, for joining me.
Thank you all so much for having us.
Thank you. We're going to stay tuned. We have more to unpack here on the morning show. Stay tuned for Fox News Update, followed by a local news update in our newsroom at News Radio.